It is Friday. It is the first day of March 2019.
Hooray!
Yes, yes, I agree. February is in the rearview mirror. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And a bit of a caveat here, the notes you brought in with you.
Printed, that I do every week.
Are printed, and your printer made them incredibly small.
I haven't quite gotten to be friends with the printer in the Fayetteville office yet.
With that known, what do you got for us today?
Well, I decided that today was a few of our favorite things sort of show.
All right.
That we were going to talk about secrets.
Oh, okay.
Like things you might not know about going on, because they're not like splashed up on the side of the Walton Art Center.
Fair enough.
The first one is orchids in the garden.
At the botanical gardens?
Yes. And Lord knows we need anything that's beautiful and springy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this happens, I think, every year, at least every other year. It's the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks and the Orchid Society of the Ozarks. And it's a 3-day show, 5 to 8 today, 9 to 5 tomorrow, and noon to 4 on Sunday. And you can see orchids brought by individuals and orchids brought by orchid groups. And there are classes on Saturday about how to take care of your orchids. And they're stunning.
And you can really go down the rabbit hole with orchids, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can spend a lot of money. You can spend a lot of time.
I did an orchid story. Well, I've done a couple of them. And both times I've been to somebody's house where they had a greenhouse just for orchids.
Right.
And they're stunning and beautiful. And this should inspire you, right? So there's classes at 2 and 3 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. It's $7 for adults to get in, $4 for kids. Even if you're a garden member, you have to pay for this show.
Okay.
But you also get into the garden if you pay for the show. Then at 7:30 tonight, I'm thinking about going south for this one. There's something going on at UAFS called Capturing Art with Machines, Player Pianos versus Piano Players.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dr. Stephen Husarek, who is just cool. And he's doing this program at 7:30 tonight at Breedlove Auditorium, where he's going to compete with a player piano.
How do you compete?
Well, you play a piece of music and it plays a piece of music.
All right.
But he's also gone down his own rabbit hole, which he seems to be prone to do, about player pianos. Because as it turns out, they can make what a player piano can do more complex than what a human can do.
Well,
so this was the original, even back when it was ragtime on a player piano, it was still the original, this machine is smarter than the human.
All those years ago.
And the same process by which they print the player piano rolls turned into the process by which they printed computer cards.
Well, both are kind of punch card in appearance, at least.
Yeah. So he's going to talk a lot, and it's going to be fascinating. And he's just really entertaining. So it should be a really fun music and science kind of thing. And it's free. Tomorrow, however, they're still planning to brave the day for the Fat Saturday Parade of Fools.
Mm-hmm.
In Fayetteville, it's the 28th annual.
Right.
Unbelievable. With Grand Marshals, the man who's everywhere, the Dick Trammell of Fayetteville, Jason Sewell and his wife, Jill. Happens at 2 o'clock, starts in downtown Fayetteville, goes up block and then down Dixon Street. And it's going to end at the Community Creative Center, where there's going to be a donation to the Community Creative Center. And you can see the Wheelmobile, their traveling pottery.
Right.
Van.
Right.
And if you're in Eureka.
Same time, right?
Same time. The crew of Crazo will have the Eureka Springs Downtown Mardi Gras Parade. And then at 6 o'clock on Saturday night at the Rogers Historical Museum. If you haven't seen the museum,
I shall have it.
You can sort of see it, but there's going to be a concert with Kelly and Donna Mulholland of Still on the Hill. They're doing the Cane Hill concert. And if you have not heard this CD and seen this performance, wow, is it cool.
And this is at the Rogers Historical Museum, and the first 100 families get a free CD?
Yes, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
And that should hold you until we get back on Sunday. If think that's
Can
what this
that?
Tiny little print says. Yeah, it says come back Sunday.
Becca Martin Brown wears corrective lenses and is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.